In New Haven, Connecticut, officials want to shut down convenience stores that normally stay open all the time, to shut them down late at night. This would be an anti-crime measure. Police in New Haven say about a quarter of all store robberies happen after 11 at night and before 6 the next morning. There's been a recent spate of shootings, too. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca spent the night in New Haven and brought back this report.
It's midnight in New Haven, and the dance has begun.
Sure, over for Philly.
I don't think so.
How come?
I don't know. We got a dollar here.
Yeah, that's a dollar.
Yeah.
And I wanted to exchange that dollar for my pocket.
Behind the counter of an all-night Shell gas station and food mart, Glenn Gambrell explains to Mike, a regular customer, a basic premise of retail.
My white dude right here.
For what?
For...
No, you can't do that.
Why can't I?
Because I said you cannot panhandle. You know that.
Glenn not only dissuades Mike from panhandling, he explains that since he was the one who floated Mike a nickel loan to buy a cigar, it is he who makes the decision if their relationship is indeed cool.
But we cool, right?
No, he cool. Get my money, my nickel.
The Philly blunt will be purchased. The entertainment value of busting Mike's chops is well worth a nickel. In addition to Mike, the store gets Yale students in pajamas, workers still wearing name tags, and people who live nearby who have just run out of toilet paper. Gambrell talks to another customer who's bought coffee because she knows she'll be up all night.
Getting a late night coffee? Not a D&D person?
I just dropped my son on at the airport. First plane flight. 12 years old, so now I know I'm not going to go to sleep.
Where's he traveling to?
Stores like this one may be imperiled. The city of New Haven wants to ban convenience stores from operating between the hours of 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. They're offering a grandfather clause for existing stores, but many on the night shift fear that eventually their stores will be closed overnights also. Crime is the problem. In fact, on this very night, not 5 miles away from Glenn Gambrell's Shell station, a 7-Eleven is being robbed at gunpoint. Gambrell's been robbed a few times also, but he still thinks his store provides a public service, one that goes way beyond late-night ice cream.
They come in specifically if they're having a bad night. You know what I mean? They'll come in and they'll buy a cup of coffee, buy chips, and they'll talk for 15 to 20 minutes. If something is going on at home that they really don't want to discuss, they'll come down and chat. And sometimes we're able to help them out. And I speak and greet every customer that comes in. It just breaks the barrier.
Your card is rejected, sir. Your card is declined.
At another convenience store about a mile away, Manoj Sharma has an opposite philosophy. He's not looking to break the barrier. He's sitting behind it, almost never venturing out of his plexiglass encasement when customers are in the store. The glass is too thin to be bulletproof. It's mainly conversation-proof. Skeeter, a customer, says it is kind of scary on the other side of Sharma's glass.
As far as the gas is concerned, like 24-hour convenience store, I feel safer, but, like, you never know when you're going to get busted upside the head because this is, like, the heart of the ghetto.
James Douglas wanders in, smelling like Bob Marley's tour bus, and begs to differ with Skeeter.
The crime is out on the streets, not in the motherfucking convenience stores. So they need to get out on these motherfucking streets and handle what they got to handle and stop being bitches.
After Douglas leaves, Skeeter confides, "That's the kind of guy I'm talking about." Crime got so bad at another Shell station 5 miles away that the customers have to stand in the parking lot while the night manager takes their orders from inside his locked store. Joe DeCente, who works the graveyard shift here, just has to look out his window to the two stations across the street to find good justifications for locking out the outside world.
The other gas station has been robbed over a dozen times this summer. Yeah. And it was like this week, Exxon, they got robbed at 12:45 in the morning. Now, they could have got here at 12:45 in the morning, but we had the doors locked. They knew that, so they went over there instead.
Three Shell stations, three safety philosophies. Glenn Gambrell prefers the conversational approach. Joe DeCente locks the doors. Manoj Sharma chooses the option in between. A New Haven police officer in a 24-hour convenience store to make some purchases at 3 a.m. told me that closing down the stores probably would reduce crime. Then he paid for his coffee and Gatorade and went back to patrolling the New Haven night. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.